This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's senators voted yesterday in favor of a resolution to curb President Trump's use of military force in Iran. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper voted for the Iran War Powers Resolution, which passed 50-48. It's largely symbolic and holds no force of law, but is seen as a rebuke of President Trump, one that both chambers of Congress have now passed. A handful of Republicans voted with Democrats for the resolution, highlighting the rifts within the GOP over the Iran war. That tension, however, was not seen in Colorado's Republicans. All four GOP House members voted against the War Powers Resolution earlier this month. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Aurora, the city council approved the creation of a new agency in an effort to improve policing in the city. Here's CPR's Tony Gorman.
The Office of Public Safety Accountability will have oversight in reviewing all public safety functions related to police, fire, and detention. It would conduct ongoing reviews, monitoring, and participation in public safety processes, policies, and performance reporting. Personnel would also be present during on-scene investigations of critical incidents. The agency's creation is part of the continued reform under Aurora's consent decree. The city has budgeted for two roles, a manager and a designated staff member, as part of the agency. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Along the Front Range and the Plains today, more storms are expected in the afternoon and late tonight. The National Weather Service warns they could become severe and hail is possible. The greatest risk is in the northern part of the state along the Cheyenne Ridge and adjacent plains. You can find more news online at cpr.org.